All right, Jeff, have everything rolling on my end. And some producers in the Northern Plains have actually got some alfalfa seeded, but of course, we're talking about the alfalfa and forages in general that are coming out of the ground as a result of previous plantings. And so, with the mix of weather that we have coming, give us an update on what stages we're at with some of this forage and what this weather may or may not mean for some of that forage.
Sure. So I've been hearing the possibilities of having some frost damage again, maybe down as low as 25 degrees in some areas. So for the people that have alfalfa that's broke dormancy, the canopy of that alfalfa that started to grow is going to hold some heat. So generally when we see these things happen, it might take off the top of some of the taller plants, and it's going to freeze that top bud off. But we have these axillary buds along that stem, and if the top comes out of it, that plant will continue to grow. So as long as we don't freeze all the way down to the bottom of the canopy, some of those guys that have alfalfa that might be 6 or 8 inches tall already, as you get into South Dakota and Minnesota and the southern parts of the state, they'll be probably fine, other than the fact that maybe a tall stem once in a while might get taken off. The people that have, a shorter stand, it might be a little bit more significant and take more stems down, but the plants will generally just regrow or continue to grow as they've simulated that they've been harvested, actually. In parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, there were some decent conditions to get alfalfa seeded this spring already, and there might be some seedlings coming out of the ground. I believe the temperatures that we're looking at are still not going to hurt those seedlings, as we're going to, we've accumulated a lot of heat in some of these soils, and the radiant heat from the soil is going to keep those seedlings from actually freezing. So I've had quite a few calls with people in the last few days concerned, but I do believe we're going to be okay and not inhibit those stands. So we should be all right.
And another thing
Excuse
I
me.
think of when you talk about all this, Jeff, is for some of that crop that's coming out of dormancy, we're thinking about fertilization too, or getting that
Yeah.
crop off to a better start. So what do we need to take into consideration with that?
So yes, you're in some of those areas where equipment hasn't really been an option to get into a field for quite a few days. If you have those fields that are fairly saturated and could be quite spongy, I would consider maybe doing a fertilizer application after first cut on your alfalfa type acre, where we could do a lot of crown damage or leave some wheel tracks. That way things have firmed up, we're getting some good fertility out there, and we're not messing up the stand due to we just have to get out there today to put fertilizer on. There are a lot of shallow feeder roots that will pick up that fertilizer quite quickly as soon as it's put out there. So that's one thing to consider. If you have good conditions and you can run, yeah, by all means, go ahead and get that spring fertility put out there. But it's not a dire need to go out there and make wheel tracks if you don't have to. So I think that's one of the things that I like to talk about, is just maybe do a split application and do some after first cut and then some again in August to take care of your fertility needs and not be in a hurry to make ruts and destroy things.
Any talk of alternative forage options or what are guys thinking this year if they don't already have some alfalfa or want to steer off the beaten path or what are we thinking about
Yeah.
there?
So a couple things that I would consider right now, and one of those also would be the slowdown of the ethanol plants and the reduction of DDGs and protein sources coming from that. So our pearl millets specifically have a very good opportunity on those acres where, we get a 65-degree soil temperature, put a pearl millet out there. We have a very good crude protein and digestibility profile with those products. So sorghum sedans are the next one that come to mind. And again, if we harvest those in a 45-day window or so, we could be running in the 14-15% crude protein range with very good digestibility. And yeah, we're going to utilize some excellent growth from some warm season summer annuals. So again, yeah, people, I would be thinking of those options to hay, graze, make baleage. You can still chop silage on these products and put them in a bag or a pile. So very, very versatile. One caution I would say is that there is a little bit of a pinch on supply with those worm season annuals, simply because we had emptied the barn last summer. There were some production issues in Texas, specifically around a hard freeze early in October for those guys when it was not ready to harvest. So there's a little bit of a supply pinch on those worm season annuals right now. So make some plans, get some things taken care of ahead of time, because there just might not be a lot to pick from come June 15th.